The current stimulus plan proposed by the House is for about $1.9 trillion, and it includes raising the minimum wage to $15, benefits for parents with children under the age of 18, and a significant increase in funding to the education system, among several other things. Where do you think the stimulus plan needs to direct most of its funds, and why?
Well, I certainly think, I know there was talk about this in Congress, but I think there really needs to be some sort of relief in a COVID relief bill. In the COVID pandemic, so many people have suffered, not just through losing their loved ones, but losing their jobs. I mean, I was furloughed from my job, my part-time job. And so, and you know, everyone I know knows someone who's been affected by COVID in some way. And so I think a stimulus check or raising the minimum wage, I think it should be included in a COVID relief bill, just because our economy is at one of its worst points right now.
Yeah, I agree with what Orla was saying. And I mean, like, I'm not an economist, so I don't know how well I can really speak to, you know, like the specific ways he should distribute the funding that he'd like to put forward. I think one crucial thing that he should be really cognizant of is you know, going big rather than small. I think that there's really been a push from the right to, like, you know, raise concerns about deficit spending or whatever in a way that I think is pretty bad faith and doesn't really meet the scale of the moment. And I also think that the two places that he has to prioritize are, like, economic relief for working people who have been furloughed or struggling throughout the pandemic and got a really, like, I appreciate $2,000 stimulus checks. I'm not super sure why he decided to go with the 1400 plus 600 to make it technically 2000 rather than just going straight up 2000. But then also I think focusing on making sure that we like have a national test and trace strategy, which he's done a good job of like beginning to construct, and vaccine distribution, all of that as well. So dealing with the pandemic directly and the economic fallout.
I think adding on to all of those, I think that we can see that minority communities and less economically stable communities were harder hit by the pandemic and have been suffering much more than maybe the media accounts for, or maybe that we can see. So I think that the stimulus bill and like wage advancements that Biden makes could benefit them and target them more and give them more because of how much they've suffered, because of their economic status, because of the communities that they live in.
So we talked about non-discrimination action and equity a little bit earlier. How do you think we see those ideas of equity, as Annika just brought up, within the stimulus plan? So where are important places for the stimulus to support communities that need or that were particularly hard hit by the pandemic?
Both Annika and Saul said it, there needs to be a lot more. I think the best way to improve every single American's life is intersectionality in all of Biden's plans. So there's no doubt BIPOC communities have been one of the worst hit in the pandemic. And so I think that should definitely be a target for a stimulus check. And we still see there being issues. I saw a map recently of the Chicagoland area and where vaccines have been distributed to. And an overwhelming amount of vaccines have been successfully distributed to, like, the University of Chicago area and the North Side. So I'd like to see more attention to those communities that are predominantly non-white.
Yeah, I agree with what Orla was saying. I think that the federal government really has an important role to play in, like, setting out, like, concrete standards, not just, you know, saying that we have a commitment to equity, but being, you know, specific about how that equity can be manifested in, like, the ways that vaccines have to be distributed, the way that tests are distributed, things like that. I think that that's super, super important. And I think it's especially important, like, coming off of the past administration that had, like, a sort of silly federalist approach to dealing with things, where it's really on a state-by-state basis, where I think the federal government can take the lead, show how specifically we can incorporate equity, and also do just a generally good job dealing with COVID.